Ababaka kukachuko kapala miti akalondo ule nsasa nye nsimbi yomu wa musolo bata dekuninga wakungu vechitongo lechivu na izi wakukukebe nenda gabu tonde na kutadene mmele olo kulanga woku wakote obujulizi kumisange jino okumale banga ya miaka kuminena kukumina mkaga ekire tila kote okuluwa woku ulira emisango jino. Ababaka ngawe ya mbisa alipota ya saba balizi uwe vitawu ya government ya bili ya bili mwe statu bili ya bili mwe tano bachi zudenti waliwe misanga tano mugumu ya jali mkote wakati wa mwaka kwa bili mwenane bili kumina gumu nga jali jeta agiso kukibili enda gabu tonde za bantu kote sobolo kusala weche nko merede kumisange ejo na ye chitongo leche chikibili enda gabu tonde cha malemia kakuminena kukumina mkago kuwa yewe hava mkwe kibili enda gabu tonde echale tila koti okuluwa uo okuwe nsala yayo. Sentebe wakachiko kano goreti na mugana ababaka abalala bategeze zanti chila vika abechi tongo lechino bachikula kagende dede nga bagala abantu abamu baliwo kufuna obwenkanya mu kkooti kubanga si kya buntu okutandika okukebera endaga butonde mu bbiri mwenda ate ebivaamu ne bifuluma mu bbiri abiri mu etaano.
61 legacy cases submitted between 2009 and 2011 were only completed in 2024-2025, reflecting delays of 14 to 16 years. Similarly, 109 Friends cases received between 2014 and 2019 took an average of 8 to 11 years to be concluded. That will take 11 to 14 years to have some of these cases handled. Could that be true?
And Madam Chair, some of these cases are required by courts of law as evidence. So keeping them for 14 to 16, that means you are part of people who are creating court backlog.
Mkwewe zako hakulie chitongole chikebele nda gabu tonde kefa kachina ategeze zanti echote bachi kula mbugende levu okumisa oko ote okuwe nsala yayo kumisange jenje ulo kubanga wabade wogeleze ganyan gabu televu na mwabi wa government kubulichimucho na chibabela batu kako wabula okunyonyola kwe kusaseza sentebe wakachiko kano goreti na muga na ategeza ntichinye meza okubanti waluwa abantu abali batu wala okwe mulugunya kwa wa mkote nge nsala ya gendo kufayo nga wa mbafada elanga waluona abazade abasa sula ebisalibu ya masomero ebiyabana abatalibabwe na muga ategeze zanti wasana hokuteke bwa wakachika kenja ulo akete ngerede kukuno nyeleza kunsongeno.
It was not an intention that we should delay justice. We have been engaging ODPP that we can carry out a weeding exercise where some of these cases were already concluded in courts of law and they are still there. However, it is not our style that some of these were still pending.
Chief, we are giving you an offer for this. It was a delay of 14 to 16 years, sincerely. Some of the complainants have already died. I'm telling you, how I wish we knew some of these cases. A case that takes 14 to 16 years, I'm telling you, this is purely unacceptable. This is equivalent to prison.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we must speak in press. There must be special cases.
Ela ababaka wano batadde kuninga kulira ekitongole kino bwe okunnyonnyola lwaki balwawo okuwa abantu alipoota eziba zivudde mu kukebera endaga butonde zaabwe newankubadde nga babeera batuukiriza buli kimu ekibeera kibasabiddwa. Mukwewozaako ategeezezza akakiiko nti nabo olumu be basukkako olw'okuba nti abakozi be balina batono ddala ate nga ne ssente ze bakozesa okukola omulimu gwabwe zikyali ntono nga tezibasobozesa kukola buli kimu mu budde.
When you look at these delays in forensic reporting and notification to the requesters, why do you delay? That is page 45, because I want us to conclude with this. We have another entity. On page 45, you delay to release reports to those who requested for the test. How can that happen?
Honorable Chair, as you have put it to us, the delay in releasing the reports. Yes, we have issues which delay us to release the reports. One is, of course, the consumables and reagents which are also delayed. Two is that for the regional labs, as I write reports, that we don't have enough manpower.